Marjorie Snyder from the North Ridgeville Chamber of Commerce. Their Discover the Ridge is the holiday on the Ridge is going on this weekend. Good morning, Marjorie. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you doing? I'm doing fine.
Right, like
looking forward to our event this Saturday.
Yes, absolutely. Before we get to that, I understand you guys had to pack up your bags and move. You moved north. You went from near Don Mold's plantation there, and where was that? That was on Butternut, right?
No, it was on Don Mold's is on Lorraine. It was in that little shopping center there where their North Ridgeville store is, and I had the opportunity through Bud Hagee from Bistro 83 to move into his Green Quest building, which is behind the restaurant, a much larger office for the chamber where I can have visitors come in and look at brochures for the Visitors Bureau, et cetera. Very exciting. Very happy, and it's a nice place to be right by the roundabout there on Route 83. And we moved October 1st, so it's quite recent, but I'm very happy about it.
All right. Well, you're going to be happy about this weekend. Again, this is the Holiday on the Ridge. Take us through what's going on that day.
Okay, the kickoff is at my Woodloft, which is on Center Ridge Road. I don't know. It's a very interesting business that has a lot of wood products, and if you haven't been there, you should go. The kickoff is at 10 a.m., and we're going to have a hot chocolate bar and come out and have a nice warm cup of hot cocoa with all the snow we're having. And they're going to have a visit Santa there. But that's our kickoff. That's the first stop. Then the second stop is Bistro 83, which is up 83. You would go to Center Ridge and then north on 83. And they're giving away a $5 coupon off of lunch. And you know that every location is going to have an entry into our wonderful prizes that we're giving away. Then I'd like to highlight American Family Insurance on Center Ridge Road. That is a new participant in Holiday on the Ridge. And they're giving away a goodie bag. Blue Barn Shops. Everyone knows Blue Barn for their great gifts and antiques. Junk Monkey is a resale gift. It's good for your gift shopping. They have great things. Let me see what else we got here. We have Heat Exchange. They're on Lorraine Road, and it's go look at their grills. Their retail shop is incredible. It's the amount of information they different grills and rubs and everything barbecue, wood burning stoves, and then of course Don Mold's, where you can buy your Christmas tree. And our main craft show this year is going to be Hometown Vendors at 8820. Do you know where that is, the 8820 Bender Road? That's the Old American Legion in North Ridgeville.
Okay.
And, of course, let's visit Poppy's Popcorn for your free samples and gifts for Christmas.
A lot of vendors and stores in North Ridgeville as well as other places are happy to see customers. They want to see some people. It's been kind of a tough year for everybody for that, but this gives them a chance to kind of open their doors as well and have people stop by. You can get the map on your site, right, the nrchamber.com?
Yeah, correct. We wish to promote the businesses of North Ridgeville. We've tried to stay really connected to our businesses to help them out during this time.
It's kind of made your job a little tougher as a chamber, as well as sort of the Visitors Bureau. You want people to come into the community, see the different events and things going on, but a lot of those things have kind of been postponed. But obviously the businesses also need our support. One of the big things you always have is a tree lighting, but it's kind of different this year. Tell me about that.
Well, the Mayor Corcoran is going to do the tree lighting this year at South Central Park, but it's going to be virtual, so it'll be on the city's website. And I'm sure it's going to go very well, and it's a highlight of the Christmas season.
So it's the actual, we we don't have to be there to see the tree lighting. In other words, the trees will be there to be lit, right? I'm just trying to.
Well, yeah, the right. Tree, he's going to light the tree, but it's going to be, they're going to video it, and it's going to be on the website so that you don't have to go out. I'm sure it's going to be pretty snowy in South Central Park this Saturday to begin with all the snow that we got.
I was going to say, so we got a little bit of the atmosphere, though, going on.
Definitely.
And it's Holiday on the Ridge. Our guest today, Marjorie Snyder from the North Regional Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. This is an annual event they always have for letting people kind of tour around and travel. This is kind of like a self-guided thing, right? You just pick up the map.
The brochure is on our website, and it goes, it has a map, and it tells you where to go to next. And remember that every location has a box where you can put your entry into our prizes that we'll give away. We'll combine all the entries, and we have a great gift card from Bistro 83 and two really nice gift certificates from our Giant Eagle in North Ridgeville, which is really important since people are suffering from, economic reasons, et cetera.
This Saturday, what are the hours for this whole event going on?
Well, the kickoff is at 10 o'clock at my Woodloft, but most locations will be open 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Sounds great. Well, we hope for nice weather. I put that in quotes. We know that it's wintertime as well, and people will be traveling through and coming to see what's happening in North Ridgeville, traveling around the different areas as well. And maybe even now, is the chamber part of this stop? Is your location as well?
No, it isn't. We're behind. The Green Quest building where we're located is actually connected to Bistro 83, but it's a separate office building in itself.
Okay.
But that's where we're located. But sometime soon, everyone can stop in and see me through the side entrance of Green Quest. If you go in the side door, there's a phone there, and buzz me, and I'll come out and get you so you can visit.
All right. Holiday on the Ridge. It's this Saturday in North Ridgeville. Marjorie, we appreciate your time this morning. Hope we get a lot of people coming out and going for a little road trip today or on Saturday.
Okay, happy holidays,
thanks,
everybody.
Same to you. It's Marjorie Snyder joining us this morning here on Holiday on the Ridge as they go through it here. Do I have it? Greg, come on, join us in.
Happy holidays
on the ridge.
Happy holidays.
You're just mouthing it. You're not saying it. I can hear you.
While the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true. Happy holiday.
I'm inclined to let Edie get her moment in here.
Is she in this?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
She joins them on the second. She does the counter singing, I believe.
Happy holiday.
Gotta get up there higher.
Happy holiday.
You're pretty close.
While the merry bells keep ringing, may your every
That
you sing like a woman very well.
That's really good. Yeah, sure. Now you're going to make me play
But I've got to tell you, even back in the 1960s, I thought Andy and Steve they had kind of a similar timbre in their voice.
If you can't get Andy, you get Steve.
This is how
these people, there's that sort of that phrase, a poor man so-and-so, sometimes that's sort of a derogatory statement, but there are... You like this one artist, so let's get the other people who sort of sing similar to that artist. I was hearing and it happens this year during the holiday season. You hear these Christmas songs, you're thinking, Perry Como? Is that, whose smooth voice is that? And they all have their own quality to it, but if you just sort of have kind of listening and thinking, who is that? But I like Steve Lawrence.